The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We're back after a little bit of a technical difficulty. It says streaming. Streaming just came back up, if that helps. Yep, we knew we were off there for a while, and we had to do the we had to do it through the phone. But you know what? We overcome here. That's for sure. So hopefully we won't have to call back in. I did get the hotline number. So, Aaron, you with us?
Yes, I am here.
Loud and strong. Is that how we're sounding this morning?
You're sounding much better than you did when we closed the
first one. No question. 410 WCBM 680 is our number, 410-922-6680. And, yes, Larry, we did receive your – or Scott, excuse me, we received your first email. That's why I said we needed your phone number. And thanks for the well wishes for Robin, that's for sure. Appreciate the prayers. So that's from Scott answering his email personally on the air is how we do it sometimes. Good. Pete still on the line?
No, he is not, but we did get his information for the tackle box contest. But
okay,
Fran,
good.
Fran in Baltimore is online.
Oh, Fran in Baltimore. Good morning, Fran. How are you, dear?
Yes, good morning, Alan. And my best to Robin.
Thank you.
And trying to deal with something. You know, life gives us something after a while that we have to deal with.
Oh, absolutely. Know. Absolutely.
It's amazing how we will learn how to deal with it.
No question.
We will learn how to survive it.
Yep.
But this is what, you know, I watch a lot of TV. When
yep.
I'm changing the channel, if I see something that strikes my interest, my curiosity, I stop, you know. I saw something that was interesting to me. For people who love to go fishing, right, we don't have this available in our part of the world. But there's a thing called mud fishing, and it's a like a lake that's thick with mud. And you get on a board with one knee, and you use the other leg to push you across. You stop at a spot, and you put a pole down with a hook and see if you can catch a mud fish. Well, I was wondering for you and Aaron, the people who do like to fish, would you be curious enough or say, no, that is not for me, if it was something you could do in this part of the world to try mud fishing?
Absolutely.
You would go?
Yeah, I mean, people out in Oklahoma and Missouri and other places throughout the Midwest, they're on various rivers, the Mississippi and other places. They do what's called hand fishing or noodling or whatever they call it, whatever the local names are, where they actually get in the water. They'll find a rock, a log, a hole that may have one of these big flathead catfish or channel catfish in the hole, and they'll actually stick their hand in the hole and have the fish bite their hand and pull them out, you know. I mean, it's a similar situation, only you're doing it blind underwater, you know. So I don't know if I'd try that or not, but I might, you know. I've gripped a catfish and had them clamped down on me, you know, a small one. I can't imagine a 40-pound catfish clamping down on your bare hand, you know, and trying to wrestle that thing out from under a log or a hole or, you know, I'm just not inclined to stick my hand in a hole underneath the water. Next to a rock or something like that. You know, I really don't want to come out with a cottonmouth or some other creature that I'm not really that interested in.
Well, you know, it aroused my curiosity, but the only thing that would cause me to hesitate about the mud fishing, I have to do the laundry.
What's that?
I have to do the laundry. After I get up mud all over myself.
Yeah?
Mud fishing.
Oh, yeah, you'd have to do the laundry.
So I have to think about that for a few while.
I got you. I understand. Well, I think you go dressed for it, you
okay,
know.
You're dressed for it.
You know, and then.
You come home, you look like you were dressed for it, too.
Yeah, hose off, or take a dip in the river, or whatever, you know, you can kind of get that out of there. That's funny. You'd have to do the laundry. Pretty funny.
Well, all right. Well, take care. Have a good week coming up.
All righty. That sounds good. You too. Nice to hear from you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-668. Always nice to hear from Fran. All right, let's talk to Lee. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Hey, Alan. Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. What's going on?
Do you get the Bay Journal?
Occasionally. Occasionally. Why? What's in the Bay Journal?
Alan, it's an interesting article about a salmon farm wanted to be creative, apparently in the works on the must be a tributary that goes into the Marshy Hope.
Right, exactly.
Maybe you know about it, but a salmon farm.
Right.
And the discharge of this farm will, after quote unquote being treated, will go into the Marshy Hope.
Marshy Hope, yep.
Which in turn has a sturgeon in it. I had no idea.
Well,
apparently there's a few sturgeon in our Chesapeake Bay, but you know what I hear of, you know, they're talking very small numbers of sturgeon.
But let me tell you something. There's very small numbers of sturgeon anyway, but the Marshy Hope is the breeding ground. It is where the sturgeon come to breed. It is a tributary, just like the striped bass, you know, run up the Chop Tank and all the rivers of the state. The sturgeon have chosen Marshy Hope for their breeding grounds. Apparently there's something there that is attractive. And I've actually been out on those sturgeon excursions where they tried to find and tag sturgeon. And there's an extensive series of monitoring points up and down the Marshy Hope. The boat goes out with the radio sensors, and they can actually pinpoint the sturgeon that they've already tagged that pings off their equipment. And when they find a sturgeon, they will immediately set gill nets, so that they can recatch that sturgeon or any attendant sturgeon that happened to be with it. So, I've been there. I've seen the DNR biologist run those gill nets across the river and how that whole system works. That was several years ago. And I will tell you, it's a fascinating process. And I think at that point they had tagged 11, 14, something like that, and we had pings off of two separate sturgeon that day. We just were unable to catch them. So, but it's a fascinating study. I think it's funded by University of Delaware and Maryland DNR that they do this study on the Atlantic sturgeon.
Well, they had an open meeting in Federalsburg.
Right.
And the people that attended, only one was positive about this salmon farm. It's a 25-acre farm, $3 million project, and they want to release up to 2.3 million gallons a day of treated, purged water into the Marshy Hope Creek. And I enjoy this read, this magazine, because it fills me in on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, Bay Journal, very informative.
Very informative group, kind of like you are with the deer. Well,
I try to be a little more spread out than just deer. But I mean, I like deer. I'm passionate about deer.
You're I know. But one of my facts is it doesn't sound like a good thing, and it sounds like they've already gotten preliminary a go ahead to look into whether this is going to happen. And then there's a talk of four of them being built on the Eastern Shore. These people go to the store and they buy salmon. Most of the salmon you buy is farm raised. But I had
right.
no idea that it would happen in Maryland. You know, the company is out of a Norwegian company. So actually, they're the experts on it, I would assume. But I don't know. It seems like any kind of discharge. I look at all the sewage treatment plants and stuff, and how a lot of those are failing. Let alone, the Marshy Hope, which is very pristine, a beautiful.
It is, no question.
The water, and we got to leave these small little tributaries and areas. We got to leave them alone. I'm disheartened to read this article.
Did they say anything about the Maryland Department of the Environment or, where's the...
MDA officials, they look at the nutrient load of 33%, the 5,400 pounds of nutrients a year going into the creek, 700 pounds above the total maximum daily load.
Wow!
The studies, it sounds like, have been done, but it's just the first article I read was the crap about North Oconawinga Dam and all of that. A lot of studies, but action has really been slow on a lot of these.
Here's what I say to a lot of this stuff, Lee. Like the Menhaden issue, where they're hauling in these thousands of tons of Menhaden in a purse seine, on the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay to turn into fish oil and supplements and things like that. Okay, follow the money.
Yeah.
Follow the money. Who benefits?
Yeah.
And who politically benefits?
It's hard to believe. Gone to a lot of the fisheries meeting. I'm like yourself. I truly believe in our fisheries people, but they I always hear about, and God love them, when Marty Gary was there, science. Everything was science. But I learned otherwise.
Well, Marty's moved on to the Potomac River Fisheries Commission,
he's taking care of it.
Oh, yeah. The administration... When the administration changed almost 8 years ago now, unfortunately, the Department of Natural Resources, especially fisheries, was purged. I mean purged. God knows why. I worked with those people for years. And, I'm not sure that the benefit is there anymore, to be quite honest with you. I mean, talk is cheap. Let's see what happens. Let's see what you do with it.
I just saw this article in this the Bay Journal, and it's really it's a free magazine. People,
I know it.
It.
Yep.
And it's a great for the people that are into the environment and what's going on. This read is on top of it.
Got it.
Magazine. So.
All right, man. Thanks for the call, Lee. All right, man.
Okay.
Take care,
Alan.
You too, buddy. Thanks. Bye bye. All right, let's take our first break, and we'll get right back with Scott and Chuck. How about that? Thanks, guys, for holding on up, but we've got to do what we have to do here for our sponsors for sure. So let's talk about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde's is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. That's in Lansdowne or Halethorpe, whatever you call closer, okay? It's hunting season, of course, and I want to tell you that they are your full-line Browning dealer. for you waterfowlers out there, for you, those folks who like to hunt with a shotgun, I'm going to give you two. The new BPS field model, a newly designed stock with a new look in the Browning pump action, or BPS stands for Browning pump shotgun. A larger trigger guard so you can get in there with your glove. A matte blue finished barrel, forged machine steel receiver, and features bottom ejection, which is great. In other words, the spent shells come out the bottom of the receiver, not out the side like most of the others. And that's good for in the blind, that's for sure. Satin finish walnut, pump action, all with superior fit and a new checkering surfaces. Synthetic stock models are also available in the BPS. The A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. That's right, comes in mossy oak shadow grass blade for hiding in the duck blind, a fiber optic front sight, a humpback receiver, ergonomically balanced recoil-operated kinematic drive, which is what changes out the shells and makes it an autoloader, that's for sure. 100,000-rounder, 5-year guarantee on the A5. And then for those of you who like to shoot a centerfire rifle, the X-Bolt comes in all magnum and short magnum, all standard magnum and short magnum calibers in a centerfire rifle. Extremely accurate, bolt action, big game hunting perfection. Doesn't get any better than the X-Bolt in a commercially made firearm, that's for sure. It comes with a feathered trigger, adjustable, and a detachable rotary magazine. All at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, your full-line Browning dealer, 410-242-6108. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting at Clyde Sports Shop, 410-242-6108. Clydesfishinggear.com. All right, cool. Love that. Okay, so let's say you're sitting there this winter, and it's cold, and you look over there in the room, and the fireplace isn't lit. And the fireplace isn't lit because you decided you weren't going to get wood and split wood and haul wood, and you didn't like the dirt in the house, and your wife didn't like the chance of a spider getting in the wood pile sitting there on the side of the fireplace. And sometimes you forget to open the forget that. Here's what you need to do. That big hole in the wall, fill it up with a gas fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You sit back in your chair, you hit the button on the remote, the fireplace comes on, you've got instant heat, you hit the blower, the room fills up, you hit the light so you can see the firebox, everything's beautiful, you're sitting there in the evening, the lights are down low, you're nice and warm and toasty, you know, you're sitting there enjoying yourself. Why not? Can't you envision that? I can. It happens to me all the time in the winter because we went to Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer. Robin and I selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They did the installation. They do the follow-up service, and we're very pleased with Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They carry both Enviro and Regency brands. We bought the Enviro EX35, and you should act now before the fall rush. The nights are getting cooler. You feel it. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the future cold weather. It's going to be here sooner than you think. Right around the corner. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billies open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bed liner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great
negative song. We may not get a bite all day. Sounds like my dad. He used to go, hey, Dad, you want to go fishing? Yeah, where do you want to go? Let's go out in the lake. Okay, good. On the way there, you get 2 minutes away from the lake. Well, we probably won't catch anything. Positive outlook, Dad. I love it. Let's talk to Scott Middle River. Thanks for the call, Scott.
Good morning, Alan. This is Scott from the Maryland Bass Nation. How you doing?
I'm doing good. What's going on with the Maryland Bass Nation?
Well, I'm down here at Dundee Creek Marina right now. We're getting ready to have a little pub tournament for our local club. But we finished that big Bass Northern Open on the Upper Bay.
How'd that work out?
That worked out real good. Roger and I were up there and helped out with the weigh-in every day. And,
who won it? Who won it?
Oh, you would ask me that. I can't remember the guy's name.
It's all right.
Initials.
I won't put you on the spot. So
yeah. There's a great video online if you go to Bassmaster.com or on YouTube.
Yeah, all right.
Like 4 hours long, but it's very informative.
Oh, I'm sure to watch that. I can't even watch those little videos on Facebook when somebody's trying to do something. It lasts about 10 minutes. I don't.
Well, but, you know that guy that just called about that salmon farm down there.
Yes, sir.
He is right on the money. That is a disaster in the making, and I fear, like you said, the money talks. And
always. Always.
That's. I think he used the word pristine, and that's exactly the word came to mind for me about that water.
Sure.
You know, it's a big bass fishing river too. I mean,
no question.
Down there a couple times. I'll be down there next Wednesday, as a matter of fact.
And yep.
I'm scared to death of what this is going to do if they let it go through. You know, it's the public really needs to get up in arms and notify their elected officials or the governor's office that you got to squash this. That's not the creek that discharged 2 million gallons of, like he said, quote, treated, unquote, treated water.
Yeah, we're doing great with that on these sewage treatment plants, especially those going into the harbor. You know, we're doing great with that control. You know, Maryland Department of the Environment is. I'm not gonna call anybody out or any department out or anything like that. But you know, here we have the Chesapeake Bay, that is marketplace to the world when it comes to seafood. It is the premier spawning ground of the greatest fish in Maryland, our state fish, the striped bass, and we just keep dumping into it, dumping. It's like the toilet for Maryland, and it's not that. It shouldn't be. We've got all these rivers feeding this beautiful, beautiful estuary, okay? And, you know, you get organizations out there, which shall remain nameless, and they keep saying, send us money, we'll fix it, we'll clean up the bay, that's our mission, we're going to do. They've been doing that for, what, 30 years now, ever since I've been on the air, you know, and it doesn't matter how much money people contribute. Have you ever been to their center? Have you ever been to their headquarters? You should check that out sometime on the water in Annapolis and figure out what it costs to maintain that place. Right. Oh, well, we have flush-free toilets. We have a hole in the ground where your stuff goes. Well, where's that go? Oh, it decomposes. Oh, jeez. Yeah. You know, I've had a lot of smoke blown. What? Say it again.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I've been there too and seen that.
Yeah, and, I mean, I do know when somebody's blowing smoke. I really do. So.
And this is the same organization that has offshore accounts. Why?
No question.
If they got all this money. Why aren't they using it? Why is there an offshore account?
Well, just look at who they tout when it comes to politics, and it'll tell you the whole story.
So. Yeah, the gun grabbers.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call, Scott.
Getting ready to launch. I just want to call and say hi.
Good to hear from you. Good to hear from you. Take care. Yeah, buddy. Yep, bye-bye. Hey, Chuck, what's going on? Good morning, Chuck Glen Burnie. How are you?
Okay. Good morning, sir. I just wanted to call in real quick and get your thoughts on two topics, one of which is a national level and the other one a local. So where you want to go?
Pick one.
All right, let's go. We'll do the easy one first. Did you get a chance to look over the new DNR fishery proposals for 2023 yet?
I saw that they were posted. Tell me your perspective.
Well, the one thing that that stuck out to me, they wanted to change the time, the opening trout hour from 5:30 to 6:30.
Uh-huh.
Which I don't really have a problem with that. But then they also wanted to open it up for youngsters a week prior to everybody else.
Uh-huh.
Which I think is a great idea.
All right.
Except they're only limiting them to two trout, and I thought that was kind of cheesy.
Yeah.
Sometimes those trout are really, really small and too. But that's.
Well, is there a public comment period?
Oh, yeah.
Did you comment?
Not yet, but I will.
Okay, well, maybe you want to tell us when that comment period closes and where to find this stuff.
Okay, well, it was on the DNR website.
Yeah.
You can get the information and post your comments on there.
Under fishing, right? It's under fishing.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right. That sounds good.
Yeah. And then number two on a national level, just to get your thoughts on the credit card companies categorizing firearm sales.
Yeah, I saw that.
How you felt about that?
I don't like it. I would say, you know, rather than put your firearm on your credit card, save your cash and use that. That way they have no way to basically trace it back to you. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean, I've used a credit card to purchase firearms in the past with no, debit card connected to my bank. But what he's talking about is Visa, MasterCard, and somebody else have now recategorized the sale of firearms, and the host banks have the right to say you can't have it. Is that pretty much boiled down?
Yeah, and it's not specific, too. In other words, firearms are related. So if you went out and spent thousands of dollars on a gun safe, that is categorized.
Because the vendor is categorized as a gun store.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
you buy a gun safe, and it looks like you went out, it's
somebody could read that, that you went out and you made a large purchase of firearms and or ammunition.
At a gun store. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I mean, they categorize, don't they categorize like liquor sales and, you know, everything's got a category. And, you know, it's more invasion of our privacy, man.
Sure.
More invasion of our privacy.
Big brother, the wife and I went to Gettysburg last week. Play a little golf, spent the night at a hotel. I was in a hotel room and going to email, and sure enough, there's an email from somebody or something that says they're from the state of Pennsylvania, and I can sign up for a COVID alert if I want it. So people, you're getting tracked regardless of what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go check out a website for a product, and then my phone will blow up for the next 2 weeks about this particular product, you know?
Yes.
it's on what's called the Conservative Post. I took a screenshot of it, and here's the quote. Every record has been destroyed or falsified, every book rewritten, every picture repainted, every statue, street, and building renamed, every date altered, and the process continues day by day. Nothing exists except an endless present in which the party is always right. That's a quote by George Orwell, 1984. And then there's a picture. There's a picture of George, and his caption says, "Boy, did I call it or what?"
Yes. You know, absolutely.
So, I get it, buddy. Hey, thanks for the call.
All right, just real quick.
Yep.
Shout out again to the DNR police officer that rescued the lady on the Potomac River. It reminds me, back in the winter, there were two Harford County sheriff's deputies that rescued a young lady from a submerged automobile.
That's right.
In a creek in Harford County.
Yep.
But I haven't heard much about that because it was reported at the time that a member of the Kennedy family was seen running from that accident.
Oh, come on now. All right. Have a good day. what are you going to do? Hey, our friends at Spurrier's Tire Service, I'll be taking my I'll let you know as soon as I get my truck in there and get my new set of tires on. I can't wait. And to get a little service work done, too. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton, that's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama, and others, Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make or model, any garden tractor, any farm tractor. They've got it all. And, you know, if you need tire repair, they have a full-service automotive repair department as well. They can diagnose that check engine light whenever it comes on. Why not run it in there and have them do a diagnostic test on it? They've got 24-hour truck service and much more. All that has kept Spurrier's customers, including me and Robin, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. No appointment needed for tires. Or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. Hey, our friends at Chesapeake Outdoors, they've got some sales going on, but let me tell you about the main stuff first. They've got all the firearms, of course. You know, they've got the Remingtons and the Rugers and the Brownings and the Savage. You can order your straight wall cartridge rifle today, or maybe check out what they have in stock, the 350 Legend, the 450 Bushmaster, and much more. Matthews bows, like the V3X in both the 29 and 33-inch models, the Raven crossbows, the Nitro 505 from 10 Point, the new LVX and Vice bow fishing packages from Muzzy, the Rambo electric bikes, Costa sunglasses, and everything for waterfowl, calls, decoys, and camo. You name it, they've got it at Chesapeake Outdoors. And here's some of the sales stuff. I mentioned the Raven, the 500 crossbows on sale. Home Defense Shotguns by Chiappi and Escort, 10% off and more, starting at $279. Not a lot of money to pay to protect your house. Hook, H-U-K, apparel. Can't remember who makes it, but a lot of anglers like that Hook company, 40% off. And the cube targets, the archery targets for your bow, crossbow, 20% off. Check it out at Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island, 1707 Main Street in Chester. That phone number, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. We'll be right back.
about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
All right, let's get right to it. Let's talk to Chuck in Glen Burnie. Good morning, Chuck. Hello, Chuck.
Hello, this is
Gary. We talked to Chuck. Sorry. We're talking to Gary in Nottingham. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Hi, Alan. How are you? I try to listen to the show as much as I can. I just want to I'm on my way to work this morning. I got a delivery up in Lovettsville, Virginia. That's just across the Potomac up near Harper's Ferry there.
Oh, yeah, I know where it is. Yep.
I just want to call and say a word. I notice you're running commercials for Bel Air Gun Range.
I am.
I just wanted to give them a props. I just completed my HQL up there. Very nice people up there at the Bel Air Gun Range. Great instructors. I was totally satisfied with the experience, and I just wanted to give them a little prop since they're advertising with you this morning.
I've been dealing with Mike and those guys for a long time, and we're honored to have them as a sponsor. And you know, they figure out how to get things that other people can't get. I mentioned a couple weeks ago they had some pistol primers in stock. You can't find them, you know, but Beller Gun Range has them, you know, among other primers that people are looking for. So, you know, if you're looking for primers and that kind of stuff, give them a call at least and see what they have in stock.
So. You know, they're very helpful when it comes to doing the HQL. I thought it was a great experience. And, you know, I'll tell you, Alan, I'm 71 years old, and I've never, ever in my life felt the need to arm myself or carry a gun up until the last few years here, and I just find it necessary to take care of my safety and my family's safety, and that's the reason why I went and did it. And
I understand
anybody
it.
Anybody that thinks that you're going to vote for this guy Wes Moore and his things are going to get better in the state of Maryland, they better check his record and check Dance Cox's record, see the outstanding difference between the two. So
I got it.
Any sportsman that likes to vote, and most of the guys I know all participate in the elections and whatnot, they need to really take a close look at who they're voting for this year, because bad as things are in the state of Maryland, they can sure get worse.
That's true.
The wrong people in there.
Hey, did you hear the interview with Dan Cox we did a few weeks ago?
I didn't, but I met Dan. I had an opportunity to meet Dan Cox last month. He gave a talk up at the American Legion up there in Moncton, the Republican Civic Organization. I attended that and spoke to Dan Cox and heard what he had to say. And
right. Well,
he's right on the same page with my beliefs and my hopes for the state of Maryland, because I'm about. My wife's getting ready to retire, and we're seriously looking to move to Florida because it's probably the freest place on the planet right now.
Right. Well, let me say this. Anybody that knows about my website is ellisoutdoors.com, or doesn't know, go to ellisoutdoors.com. My last name, outdoors.com. Very simple, www.ellisoutdoors.com. When you open that front page, you'll see the logo, Ellis Outdoors, and then you'll see the different things that we're involved in. Click on the Outdoorsman Radio logo, or, you know, hit the link. That'll open up the Outdoorsman Radio show. Right there on the home page, it says, interview with Dan Cox, candidate for Maryland governor. You click that, and that's the whole interview that we did with Dan. I can't tell you what day it was, but there it is. Just click on that link, and it'll take you right to that interview with Dan Cox, candidate for governor. And then if you go up to the top of the page and click podcast, that takes you back shows for years, back to 2012, January 2012. You can listen to the,
nice.
You know.
That's nice technology.
Yeah. Last week's show had to do with the deer disease, EHD, which was Brian Eiler from Maryland DNR Wildlife and Heritage Service. He is hour two of the September 17th show, which is on that podcast page. So there you go. A couple important interviews that we've done here recently. Okay?
All right, Alan, it's great talking to you, my friend. Stay safe, and God bless you all.
Thank you, buddy. You too. See you later. All right. Who do we got there, Adam? All cut up. Amazing. How about that? Thanks for the pretty picture of the sunrise on Chesapeake Bay, Captain Don. Appreciate that. So, wow. Interesting show this morning. Sorry we had Bruce drop off. Bruce was on his way to his deer stand and couldn't hold on. And I understand it. You got to do the breaks, and they're a little bit long sometimes. And, you know, callers can't wait. But I'll talk to Bruce. I know Bruce, and I'll give him a call later today or tomorrow and get caught up with him, a buddy of mine. Hunts with a compound bow, traditional bow hunter. Love it. He sends me pictures every now and then of the deer he takes with his compound bow. And very well-versed, collector, and a good guy. No question about it. So sorry we missed your call, Bruce, if you're still listening. But I doubt it. I imagine he's on his way into the stand. It is getting light out there. And what a beautiful morning, for sure. No question about that. Ah, goodness gracious. Why don't we just finish up, and then we'll have room for a couple more callers here at the end, okay? What do you think? All right. You know, fall is here. Plenty of time left to spend time with your family and friends in the outdoors. Get some crabs, steam them up, or get some steamed crabs. Take them out, sit on the deck or sit in the picnic table and enjoy that. Why not check out Backyard Billy's? Because Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. They've got those poly and hardwood outdoor furniture and patio furniture, a giant selection of tables and chairs, including those Adirondack chairs everybody likes to relax in. You know, they got Adirondack chairs that swivel. They got Adirondack chairs that rock. And you can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Kent Island. Over 300 Adirondack chairs in stock. In the Backyard Billy's backyard, you'll find gym sets for the kids, and tiki bars, and storage sheds with free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. And inside the showroom at Backyard Billy's, it's a big one, too. You can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger, the Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe. On that same side of the building, you can see all the gas fireplace inserts and everything else. A huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings for any theme or budget. So browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle. Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. That's their Hearth America division. BackyardBilly's.com, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. One more time, Chesapeake Outdoors. Right there in Kent Island, your place for everything for fishing and hunting. Bows and crossbows by Matthews, Raven, 10-point, Remington shotguns, Ruger, Browning, Savage. Straight wall cartridge rifles are in stock and available to order. Anything for waterfowl, calls, decoys, camo, Rambo electric bikes, Muzzy bow fishing packages, rods, reels, tackle, live and frozen bait, crabbing gear, you name it. But here's the sale items. The Hook clothing, 40% off, H-U-K. The anglers like to wear Hook. They've got a lot of cool styles, 40% off right now. Home defense shotguns by Choppa and Escort, 10% off or more, starting at $279. Good shotguns. Sale on Raven 500 crossbows. Check out that price, Raven 500 crossbows. Cube targets for archers for, you know, shooting your compound or crossbow, 20% off selected brands. And don't forget, Chesapeake Outdoors is located at Route 50 East, Exit 39B, coming from the bridge, Dominion Road, Kent Island. For those of you with GPS, 1707 Main Street, Chester, Maryland. That phone number, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe and then go fetch my slippers and boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe, and come and tell me why you're leaving me.
All right, we got a couple minutes, and let's take any callers we might have for the last call of the day, 410 WCBM 680. If you've been inspired to call and never have, well, now's your time. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. How about that? Hey, we talked last week about friends that were able to obtain a crop damage permit, which is new this year, and we had Brian Eiler address it, to help a farmer harvest a bear that's damaging their crops. And we got a drone footage of some of the damage done in a local cornfield up in Garrett County. And two fellows here from the Eastern Shore went up and got a bear tag for agricultural crop damage. Just found out that one of the fellows harvested a bear yesterday. Looks like a big boar. Pictures to come. So keep watching that one, and we know this fella, and he's an amazing hunter. He takes some nice deer, and he's just a good guy all around, a good family man, and we featured him in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, so I guess we'll have to have another story about that coming up here in the next issue. Any photos or stories that you'd like to send for publication in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, Maryland Loves Crabs. If it's a kid, we'd love to have it. A youngster, we'll need parental permission in the body of the email. I'm so-and-so's dad, and you have permission to publish a picture of my son or daughter. I'm so-and-so's mother, like that. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. We know there have been some youngsters that have taken some nice deer. We're going to get those pictures here shortly. We've already gotten some. Anybody that takes a really nice buck and would like to have it measured for the Maryland Big Game Records, just contact bucksbearsstags.com, bucks-bears-stags.com, and you can we'll send you a list of the official measures that can help you facilitate that. The next record book comes out in 2023. We've already measured 300 animals. I'll just say it, 300 animals for the next record book. So we're looking forward to measuring your critter as well. Next year will be the big year to get in the book for 2023. So all it requires is a 60-day drying period of the animal, for the antlers to dry, and sometimes they shrink a little bit, so we want the most accurate measurements. And there we go. So 410 WCBM 680. I guess we're almost out of time for that, but you can continue. Yeah, we are. You can continue to enter the muzzleloader contest by emailing me, Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. That's my contact. Photos, stories, you name it. We can get it all at Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. Don't forget to listen to the podcast. If you missed Brian Eiler on EHD, that is up on the podcast site right now, ellisoutdoors.com. So check out the website. We'll try to keep you updated on the Facebook page. It's not as easy a job as you would think. Anyway, there's the music. Listen, folks, get out, stay safe. Hug your family. Hopefully, Miss Robin will be back next week. Have a good weekend.